Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
Welcome to Writing Royalty, everybody.
Hey, how you doing, Nisha?
Hey, Miss Tony, how are you?
I am doing well.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey, people.
What's going on, B? I'm good. I'm glad y'all energy is up. That's what I like. The energy feels full right here on the phone.
Oh, we're glad your energy is up. You sound really good. How was your day?
It was good. I was getting a lot of different things done. Like, I feel good when I have a productive day. So I think I was pretty productive today, and it's not over yet. So.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Now, how was y'all day? I mean, it's the middle of the week, that hump. Did y'all make it over?
Yeah, we made it. I made it over. It was a climb, but I made it over. How about you, Alicia?
I'm still working my way up the hill. Still working my way.
Gotta get over that hump.
I'm gonna make it over.
Thursday is like the secret weekend day on the low. Like, that's when you kind of get it started. Like, when you leave work on a Thursday, you know you got to go in on Friday. You might be like, yo, I'm still gonna go out. I'm gonna do something.
I know what you mean. Before we get our show started, B, I think there's a 201 number that we should bring in. Can you find that number?
I don't know where it's a 2-1 at. There's no callers on the line anyway. What are you talking
about?
We're empty.
What's
going on, boss lady?
I don't get no respect around here. It's gonna be a meeting.
You get all the respect. I gotta bring you in. When I bring you in, it's gotta be the false intro. So when you come in, it's the surprise. Like, he can't find no 201. Oh, that's Mimi.
Hi,
like, you better stop playing.
Boss lady, you know you got mad respect.
And I appreciate it. You know, the ladies love me. So Aaron, he love me too. It's just hard for him to express himself sometimes. But you know what I'm saying. It's all good. I'll get with him in the conference. I'm happy to be on here tonight. It's going to be good. It's going to be a good show.
Yes.
Absolutely. G Street takeover.
Yes, all day.
It's gonna be a great show.
Aaron needs medication. But go ahead, Miss Tony. Don't let me interrupt. I'm sitting over here on the wayside, you know, waiting to do what I do. Y'all go ahead and do your thing.
Okay, well, we're gonna officially welcome everybody into the Writing Royalty Blog Talk Radio Show. It's our Wednesday edition, and we, like the boss lady said, we have a great show on tap for you guys tonight. If you haven't heard already, my name is Tony Doe, and I'm one of the three co-hosts of the show. To my right, before I introduce her, I just want to let you know that I am an avid reader. I love literature, and I love everything written down, and especially by great authors. So again, to my right, we have the beautiful Miss Leisha. Hey, Leisha.
Hey, hey, everybody. And thank you guys for joining and supporting us on today. If you don't know who I am Leisha. I'm the head of Writing Royalty Promotions, as well as the head promoter for Nene Capri and Boss Lady Publishing. I run four groups on Facebook. I'm also an avid reader. I'm honored to be on here today because this is going to be a really hot show. This is G Street Takeover, y'all. It's about to go down. We got Mr. Mm-hmm. G Street himself, Mr. George Sherman in the house, so this is going to be a very good show tonight. So I'm all excited. Before we get started, though, I want to shout out author Serenity Hall. She is the author of Feeding and Still Feeding. She will be dropping her new book, Traces.
Traces of Your Blood. Mm-hmm. That's true. And go ahead, Aaron, while Leisha stepped off into hair and makeup.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know we had them on deck tonight. Yo, shout out to the hair and makeup mm-hmm. people, definitely. This is the director with a pen. Moi to everyone out there. Please get Cupid's Assassins and Bunches of Love, Tainted,
mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
P-Trap, and all other books that myself and Nene Capri offer on the market. Very good reads. And I don't have much to say. I'm hyped. I'm ready for the show to start. I'm ready for, you know, G to get on. We chop it up, talk about some real things, you know, see how you feel about some things, and just see what he got going on. I'm happy.
Yeah, I'm excited also. You know, it's a real big phenomenon nowadays. You know, you look at a lot of publishers as well as authors who are coming into the game are behind the wall, and they're doing big things in the genre and, you know, for literature, period. So, you know, we're really, really, really excited and interested to see what Mr. Hudson has to say this evening and, you know, highlight, you know, his career, his journey. And it's going to be interesting. I think that we're going to do a really good interview this evening and trying to get people to understand and know, you know, the man behind the brand. You know, they see the glitz, they see the glamour. People see the finished product, but they don't understand the journey that a lot of authors as well as publishers have to take to get to the top in this industry. You know, it's been a lot of sacrificing. And tonight we're going to be able to hear, you know, from the man himself, his journey into being an author as well as into the publishing industry. So I think it's going to be great, and, it's, you know, we're going to learn a lot.
I think so too, Nene. And for those new listeners that we have tonight, just to let you guys know that our show is dedicated to bringing authors and readers together to build the greater respect for literature. It's all about the respect for that written word, and that, there's nothing greater than that. The hot topic for our show tonight is From Prison to Power.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some powerful words right there, From Prison to Power. And we are so honored and blessed to have the George Sherman Hudson in the house. So I'm really looking forward to getting to know the man behind that pen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's going to be great. Aaron and I have just had, you know, the opportunity of signing with G Street. It's been phenomenal. Him as well as Shauna. Shout out to Shauna. She is powerful. You know, people don't really understand the woman behind the brand. She does a lot of work in making sure all of, you know, our stuff is out in a timely fashion. Everything is professional. I was telling Aaron, you know, I can't wait to see his books, or for him to see his books, because, you know, my stuff is phenomenal. You know, the way it's put together, everything, is that the whole experience has been great, you know, and I'm honored. And, you know, the way I was embraced. So it's just been a really good experience. Everything is professional, and, you know, I enjoy it. So, you know, it's honorable. But other than that, I'm going to be bringing him on in a few minutes. I guess Leisha is still in hair and makeup, because who's just steps off in the hair and makeup in the middle of the show?
She
I am not in hair and makeup. Aaron Bebo hung up on me.
Whoa, hold up. That don't even sound right. Why would you even say that? Like, I'm like, I mean, you struggling over your phone? Knock it off, okay?
No.
I hung up on you.
I will not take this abuse.
Don't be hanging up on Leisha, because Leisha's a very important part of this show. So, I mean, who does that to Leisha?
That's right, Bebo. You are the fingers behind the phone line, so, you know, all fingers point to you.
Oh, you see what I'm saying? You see how you see how you just fell for that, Nene?
Uh-huh.
You see how you fell in the trap?
Huh?
Come on now. You can't be falling into the traps like that. You the master trapper.
All day. You already know
that.
Okay. Right?
So how could, I mean, let's just figure this out real quick. You know I ain't hang her up. You brought me. Yeah, I mean, you was like, yo, she's in hair and makeup. You brought me. I was over here relaxed. Like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
We got the people here tonight. But I'm glad we got G here tonight. This is about to be very interesting. Like, seriously, I got some questions. I'm sure y'all got some questions. You know, so hopefully the listeners out there, I already see the phone lines lit up, but I'm saying, like,
yes,
the
they are.
Out.
Oh, yeah, the phone lines.
Yeah.
Y'all, the phone lines just popping just 5 minutes before 7.
Who in
seven.
The chat room? Who in the chat room? Shout out the chat room. Shout out the people in the chat room.
Shout
we
out to the chat
y'all.
Room, y'all.
Yes,
we
got
our people. They coming in.
Yeah, the phone lines is already
Hello,
jumping.
Everybody.
I guess they want to hear about this G Street takeover.
Yeah, we have
a
phone line.
It's
been jumping since 6:55.
Serious. The takeover.
Yeah, we're doing
over.
It.
The break's over.
Well, I'm from here. We might as well go ahead. I can see that Mr. Sherman is in the queue. Y'all can go ahead, Miss Alicia, and y'all can introduce
you,
Mr.
Aaron.
Sherman and bring him on the line, Aaron.
Okay. Go ahead, Alicia. I'm ready to bring him in.
Okay, so our guest that we have today is the CEO of G Street Chronicles. He is also an author with tons and tons of hot titles up under his belt. So we're going to bring in Mr. G Street himself, Mr. George Sherman.
Hold on.
What's going on, G?
Hey, what's going on, Aaron, Alicia? Hey, Mimi, what's up?
Hey, Mr. G, how you doing?
All right, y'all all right?
Yeah,
I don't get any love.
Definitely.
Tony says she don't get no love.
Huh?
Hello? I don't get any love.
Who that, Tony over there?
That's right.
Tony here.
Oh, that's Tony. Hey, Tony, I didn't know you was on the line. I didn't know Tony was on the line. I'm sorry about that, Tony. What's up with you? All right?
I'm going to have to put you in the trap now.
Oh, man, come on. Now,
get him.
No.
I'm good. How are you?
All right, I'm cool.
Since he found out you was a trapper, now he don't give you no love. He just come out of line and just...
Yeah, come on, I told you, the trapper's over here now. The trapper's at G Street now. What are you talking about?
Okay, all right,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
what's up.
Yeah,
go ahead.
You got all the
go ahead, G, say it one time. Go ahead.
Just once to get our show started.
Don't worry about it. He says it. Don't worry about it. I got it on record. But it's all good. You know, we're happy that you were able to make it out. You know, we're honored to have you on the show tonight. We commend, you know, all of your success and your journey in the publishing industry, and we want to try to highlight it tonight, you know, the best that we can. Before we, you know, really get into the actual journey, we want to take a step back, if you will. We'll take a step back. Here it is. We got George Sherman Hudson. We say, 18 years ago, you standing there in the courtroom and they say, okay, you got life.
Oh,
right?
Man, that's
so
crazy.
Now you got that journey.
That.
You got that journey to take. And here we go. What are we, 20 years old? And we look at that life in prison. And just take us on that journey a little bit so we can see how that was for the man behind the brand before we got here.
Well, just going, and we're going to go back that far. I can remember that like it was yesterday. You know, like you said, standing up in that courtroom, man. You know I got murdered, you know what I'm saying, on robbery, murder, you know, and all other kind of stuff. They was talking death penalty at one time. So, you know, me and my cousin called the case. I know a lot of people ain't familiar with the case, but, somebody got killed. You know what I'm saying? It was a drug deal. They called it a drug deal going bad, right? And it happened in the Gulf of Georgia, but we were from Atlanta. They tried to, they they put it out there real big, and like it was some mob stuff and all this and that. But basically, it was a dude owed some money, and you know what I'm saying? It was a confrontation, and you know, somebody, you know, guns were pulled, dude, you killed. But yeah, that courtroom that day, standing down the judge, they're guilty. When you, if you just think, you just sitting in the courtroom, and you got your whole life on the line. The people stand up, you know, they go to the bell, pass the paper around, and you know, you done did this for 3 days, and now it's time to hear your fate. And when you hear that guilty, when they say guilty, man, that's it just numb you, because you know it's like it's over with. You know, hey man, I'm 20 years old, you know, in this new town all the way down in Augusta, Georgia, in their courtroom, and you know what I'm saying, now that they gave me life, you know, I still remember mom in the back of the courtroom, fall out and throwing up and crying, and you know, it was a lot of stuff, man. It was real crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, after that, you know, they take you back out and put you in the cell. And people, when they say you be drunk, without drinking, I'm talking about you be drunk. It was like a dream. You know, you lay there, you're laying in the bed, and you're thinking like, damn, is it for real? But, you know, the reality set in when they gone, and, you know what I'm saying, when you're there a couple of weeks and you're still eating them trays and you're still sleeping in that bunk bed and they send you down the road, to which really is prison. That's when it really set in. So, you know, it ain't, you know what I'm saying? All your, everything I'm talking about, all total, all your life is over with. You know, you got man controlling your life now. When to eat, when you got to go to sleep, when you do everything. Ain't nothing you could do on your own. It got to be on the time, on daytime. So, you know, that situation was real crazy back then, man. You know, you go through the, you know, the jail thing, the chain gang, you know, the prison thing, the fights and all the other stuff. And, you know, you got to make a name for yourself here and, you know, let people know this. And, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy, man.
Right.
It's, like you said, I just look back at it and just think, man, just thank God that, you know what I'm saying, I came out like I did.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying, through the whole situation. Because I done seen dudes lose their mind and just lose it all. You know, I talked to a dude a year later, I may run into him again. Next thing you know, he's mental health and, you know, he using the bathroom, defecating on himself, and you know what I'm saying? He just lost his mind, you know what I'm saying? So it's hard, you know? It's hard, man.
Yes. And, you know,
absolutely.
Like you said, it's good that you made it through that process, because like you said, a lot of people don't, you know, a lot of people get strung out on different substances, trying to do their time, you know, whatever it is that they're trying to do the time, you know, it does them, you know what I'm saying? But it's good to see that you didn't let the time do you, you know, you did the time in a productive way. But at what point, you know, you going through this journey, and when you get past that point of, damn, okay, my life is over, you know, you start that first initial feeling, and then at what point did you say to yourself, okay, look, this not going to take me out. You know, I got to find something that I can do, you know, productive, so I can feed my family, so I can take care of myself, so I can have something for myself when I walk out of these walls, because I'm coming up out of these walls, you know, at some point. You know, what was it that made you grab it by the reins?
Well, the book thing was just like an afterthought. You know, with me, it was about hustling in the junk, you know, because, you know, you get the, you know, when I was coming through, the cell phone wasn't real big then, but, you know, getting the weed and getting all this, I'm trying, you know, I spent a whole bunch of money just trying to, you know what I'm saying, beat the case. So now I'm in the junk. Still, I got to survive. So, you know, I went to, you know, trying to, you know what I'm saying, chain gang hustling, selling weed, selling whatever I, you know what I'm saying, getting, you know, just hustling here and now, different things.
Mm-hmm.
So, but mainly drugs, and when the phones came in, you know, you get the phones in, you sell them for this and that. So, you know what I'm saying, I went through that phase, but, you know, the book thing came, you know, I got knocked off. I got, you know what I'm saying, they locked me down in a hole about, I think it was about some drugs and the phone out there, Waycross State Prison. So when they locked me down, I was sitting in the hole, I was reading, I forgot what book it was I was reading. I know it was a Triple Crown book. But, and I was like, man, I could write something like this, man. I know I can, you know, I could write better than this, yeah, you know, because this, you know what I'm saying, this nothing. So that's, you know, it was some, you know, so I started. So that's when I started writing. I got me some what they call sick call forms. Well, in prison, you got to fill out the sick call to go to see the doctor. So I got the sick call form because I ain't had no paper, and I got an old pencil and just start, you know what I'm saying, jotting down some stuff and writing, and that's where it took off at, you know, because it was because I'm sitting in the box. I got 4 or 5 months to do. It's hot. I ain't got nothing to do, nobody to talk to. I'm just there. You know, ain't no TV, ain't no fan. It's like almost 100 degrees, and, you know, I got to do this, though, so I got to get through it. So, you know, that's what I, you know what I'm saying, that's why I did to take my mind off, you know what I'm saying, the situation that I was in. So, you know, I started there. So, you know, it was good that I did get locked down, because I wouldn't be sitting right where I am today. So, you know, that was a good thing, especially, you know what I'm saying, it wouldn't be no G Street.
Right, exactly. Yes, and that's what's up, because you, like you said, you could have sat in there and literally lost your mind, because, like you said, a lot of people do, you know, just being in that one confined space, and it's hot and you're stressed out and you're in there with your thoughts, but you were able to do something productive. Prior to writing, were you into different things with education and things like that? Were any of those things your background, you know, prior to actually sitting down writing the book?
Nah, you know, when I came, you know, when I graduated high school, you know what I'm saying, but I didn't, you know what I'm saying, I didn't go to, I didn't do a whole month, I didn't graduate college or nothing like that, but, you know what I'm saying, I always been into the books, and, you know, and I always liked to read. I never read urban books, period. You know, if I couldn't learn from it, I didn't read it, you know, that's how it was. I was on that big time, but, you know what I'm saying, that situation when I went to the hold, I picked up that book, I read it, but, you know what I'm saying, you know, I always, you know what I'm saying, try to better myself with reading and, you know what I'm saying, educating myself. But as far as just, you know what I'm saying, going through school like that, I had other plans, you know, because before I took the file, I had a beauty salon, and I was looking at, you know what I'm saying, you know, I always liked the real estate, you know what I'm saying, I like different things. So I was just going to be just, you know what I'm saying, basically going to be an entrepreneur and just try to do something outside of the, you know, the basic, you know what I'm saying, the career stuff. But, but yeah, it's crazy, man. And I look at it now, how the game done changed since back then. You know, it done changed a lot, you know. Because when I first tried to get it, you know, when I first started, there was a lot of doors closing in my face. And, you know, even because, you know, I did this, like I said, from the prison. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sitting in prison. I got this cell phone where I'm trying to run around and get this book. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have Shauna wasn't around, you know, and it wasn't nobody else, you know what I'm saying, outside. Or just me putting this together. So I got me a little book. I read up on the game, and now I got my cell phone. I'm running from here to there, calling this person and that person, trying to get the book typeset, trying to get it edited, trying to get it printed. I printed up 2,500 books from the chain game, no marketing, no promotion, and I was so, you know what I'm saying, so ignorant to everything. To the point where I didn't, you know what I'm saying, I didn't take the time out to look at that side of it. I'm just thinking, like a lot of people probably thinking now, okay, I can get this book in print, it's going to sell. But I got all them books in print. I probably sold 100 books, and I got 2,500 books sitting. So what do I do, you know? You know, and they print wrong, you know, typesetting wrong, covers wrong, you know, wasn't nothing, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't pretty. But at the same time, I didn't lay down, you know what I'm saying? I sold them for cheap, and, you know what I'm saying, I ran them through New York, and, you know what I'm saying, I had some people that did reach out that did, you know what I'm saying, that, you know what I'm saying, they didn't turn their back on me, and they gave me a helping hand and helped me get them out in New York, and that's basically where I moved them at. I know y'all probably know CD in New York.
Yeah,
so he moved a lot of them. I gave them to him dirt cheap, but he moved them, though, right? But it was a lot of money lost when I first started this, man. It was a whole bunch of money lost. So, you know, signing authors, I was signing, you know, when I first came to the game, I could say it probably was wrong, but at the same time, I felt like I was doing the right thing. But I was signing authors that, you know, but I didn't fully know the game. I wasn't fully equipped to really handle nobody else's career. You know,
but at
the same time, I did, you know, and when I did, their books wasn't coming back right. Their money was going to be straight if the book sold, but I didn't have major distribution. I didn't have none of that in place. But at the same time, I feel like I'm a hustler. So I'm like, okay, if I can get these and, you know, I can sign these people and there's more money coming in and, you know, build a team. But, you know, it kind of fell apart. I lost a lot of money in the process of that.
Yeah, they I know you did, and you spoke about that. And since you're talking about money and the industry and everything, you know, let's clear up some rumors. You know, we first saw, you know, G Street really bust on the scene. You know, for myself personally, it was 2 years ago, the Harlem Book Fair, and I'm looking, and me and Wahida, we unloading the truck, and I'm looking. I'm like, what is that? I'm looking at these trucks, and they all shrink-wrapped, and they got G-Street on it and stuff. I'm like, I'm like, oh, let me see. Everybody looking all good. They got they all blacks on. I'm like, well, who is that? Why? And she like, oh, that's G-Street Chronicles. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, they came out here organized, you know, because everybody don't come all suited up and in a certain suit and stuff. So then I was like, well, I ain't heard of them before. Who that? You know, so then they start explaining the rumors. You know, the rumors is, you know, they got, you know, this guy, he got all this drug money and he done started this business and this company, you know, from all this big drug money that he been sitting on, you know, for all these years and so forth and so on. So, you know, everybody was like, they had a side eye at G-Street, like a side eye, like that's a little gang, that's a little stay away from them, don't go over there, don't go to G-Street table.
Yeah,
you know, that's a gang, that's a clique, that ain't no book club.
Nah,
they ain't selling books over there, that ain't
books. Nah, the drug money, bingo, you know, the drug money, you know, all that was, the lawyer got the drug money, you know, you know what I'm saying? This is just straight book money and credit card money and hustling money, you know, you know, because, but, you know, Sean, she, you know, the COO, she, you know what I'm saying, she don't play. She a hustler. You know, I was doing okay, you know what I'm saying, but when she came on the spot and what she knowing, she put her stuff to work, you know what I'm saying, and it took off from there. You know, she was doing them book fast. She was the one putting all them books in the truck and doing all this stuff, you know. So, you know, I got to tip my hat. Yeah, everybody got to tip their hat to her, you know, because, you know, that's hard for one person to hold it down like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm in the box. You know, I'm still locked up. So, you know, for her to get all this stuff together and go out there and put all this stuff up and still maintain and put these books out, and you know what I'm saying, that's a lot of work. People don't know the work that comes behind just being a publisher. See, if I was just an e-book publisher, it would be easy because I could just throw your stuff up there, upload it, and it's good. But when you're handling physical books, man, you got to ship, receive, get returns. You got the drop offs. You got the it's so much more, and then you got the risk of losing your money if it don't sell. So it ain't easy when you just you a full, you know what I'm saying, all around publishing now. It's a whole different ball game. Yeah, it's a whole different ball game. So,
yeah, T. Saul was even saying that last night. She was saying how, you know, sometimes authors get in the game and they look at the publisher and they like, well, why they got certain things and I don't. And she was like, it's only honorable, you know, for the publisher to come out on top first anyway, because they take the first risk. They got to pay for everything. You got to pay for the typesetting. You got to pay for the editing. You have to pay for the covers. You know, you like you said, you put out the money for the print run if it's print books way before you even see a dime. And if you pay people upfront money, then that's money gone as well. So if you got people in the game and they on your team and ain't nobody hustling, they really can't be fussing about, you know, anything.
That's a big thing, man. Because really, I'm going to tell you, you know, it is right here, you got to hustle. See, a lot of people feel like when they get signed that they just finna blow up and their books just going to sell and, you know, and I'm finna just make all this money. It ain't like that. This game, it's a lot of people in this game. It's a lot of people dropping books. And you got to get out there and make yourself known. And like I always tell the authors, like I tell even authors outside of the author that's trying to get free, you know, you're your own brand. So you got to brand yourself. You know, G-Street G-Street going to put the platform there. We're going to make sure your books available everywhere, and we're going to come out swinging with y'all at the top. But the author holds 80% of, you know what I'm saying, their own career in their hands. But see, that a lot of people don't understand. You can't just, you can't sit back and just think, okay, well, the publisher got my book. He going to put my book out. And I'm finna just blow up. You know, we're going to do what we do. And one thing about me, if you hustling, I'm going to hustle with you. But if you sitting on the sofa, I'm going to sit on the sofa with you. You know what I'm saying? So you can't fuck me. But at the same time, I'm spending money, putting your book out. I'm putting it on the platform. But now I got to go, you know, I'm going to sell it because I'm going to make money off of it. But it'll be a whole lot better. And I'll work with you a whole lot more if you pushing like I'm pushing. You know, you know what I'm saying? So, so you know, a lot of authors don't understand that they got to get out and put that first foot forward, you know. And you know, the Facebook and the Twitter and all the social networks done make authors so lazy now. And, like, right now, I wonder how many authors looking at flyers that they made right now, you know. You know what I'm saying? How many authors that done got events scheduled or spots they finna go to put their book out in the street? Not behind the computer. I'm talking about in the street. So people don't stop getting in the streets now. So in the game, it's just like someone said, we talk about a lot. Authors used to be a big thing. When the author come in the room, people used to be like, yeah, okay, that's this, that. But now it's like they common people. It ain't no, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy now. The game is so watered down now.
Yeah.
But you got to see. That's why I look at, I tell people, we got to bring the game back. And we got to bring that excitement back. You know, now it's just racing to put out books. You know what I'm saying? It's just racing to put out books, 99-cent books or whatever you can. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? That the 99-cent thing and all that, because, you know, however people hustle, that's how they hustle. Because if I had to drop one, I'm going to drop it and get my money. But at the same time, you know, everybody, it's got to be a, it's, you know, you got to stop somewhere. You know what I'm saying? We got to bring the game back and all of us in it. But the way it's set up now, it's just a cat fight. You know, so that's why right now we're taking it to another level. We're going to get the veteran authors, like we went and got, and we're getting the hustlers. And, you know what I'm saying, some, like our old authors, the older authors, all that have been with G Street, love them to death. They've been down, they've been riding, and we're going to continue to ride with them. So, but I want everybody, as long as everybody's stepping up and getting out, leaving the stuff they're doing, leave that alone, and let's get on some bigger and better stuff. You got to take it to another level, especially if you're trying to get some more money out of this game. Because, you know, keep dropping these. A 99-cent book ain't going to take you but so far, you know.
Right.
But, I hate to drop. Hold on, let me get my battery going on my earpiece.
Who does that?
Well, excuse me. Yeah.
You see? Yes, okay.
Yeah.
He is brilliant. He is brilliant, y'all. Even though
Let me do this, Mimi.
Oh, okay. Why do we rehearse? How do we rehearse?
Hey, look, Mimi, listen.
Yes,
let me tell you about this book stuff now.
Come on.
But yeah, like,
this ain't got nothing to do with your earpiece, but go ahead.
All right. I'm back on the phone now. I'm on the phone.
You bet.
But yeah, like I said about this, about the game, how it is now. You know, if an author right now, you know, like they, you know, a lot of people complain about 99-cent book. But okay, we put your book out at $299, $399. For publishers to put it out there and it don't sell for $299, $399. Or if you ain't getting out putting that effort into it to make it sell, I have no choice but to put it at 99-cent to get my money back out of it, you know.
Right.
So, you know, we got, and it's a lot of people, you know, it's the publishing game, it's a lot of authors got it kind of mixed up. You know, they don't see. You know, well, a lot of them seeing it now because, you know, you got a lot of people that, like these side companies that's going on, you know, and the authors are trying to be publishers now. But a lot of them ain't, you know, they see that it's harder than what they think it is. So, you know, and that's just on the e-book side. But when you're talking about, you know what I'm saying, moving to the paper book side, how many paper books, just off the top of your head, Nene, how many publishers out there now? That you know
it's
you're dealing with
few.
Straight paperback, huh?
It's very few. It's very few because, you know, everybody won't deal with you. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're an independent company like that. They're not going to take the chance. The distributors, the people where you need to get the books to, they're not going to take the chance on the smaller companies. You know, it's really, really hard to get those types of accounts. So it's very, very few. You know, G Street is one of the powerhouses, you know, in that industry. That has, you know, the distribution and stuff like that. But, yeah, it's hard to get and it's hard to maintain.
See, that's why a lot of people now, you know, a lot of people try to go independent. But the independent game is cool, but if you're trying to make a name for yourself and get to that platform, you're going to have to – you need a machine behind you. And, you know, like you say, it's just certain – it ain't but so many publishers that can go to Bacon Teller, Ingram, and got those kind of deals, or that can handle a celebrity deal or whatever because, you know – Being on that other level, you can't, you know what I'm saying, you don't have paperbacks and you don't have that full distribution. But that's why I say a lot of people don't understand, you know what I'm saying, a lot of authors don't just know the whole, the concept of publishing, period. You know, like I talk to Aaron sometimes. Aaron been in the game a long time, and he know how things go, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm trying to get right. You know, I guess I don't know if he had a bad taste in his mouth on what happened, but you know what I'm saying? But he real knowledgeable, but I'm trying to get him to come on out and just probably just try to spread the word a little more, but we're gonna see if we can talk him into it, Nene. But he's been around a long time. And he's seen the game when it was back in the day.
But you know what it is, Aaron?
I'm gonna keep it real with you.
We're gonna have to have a sit down with Aaron. We're gonna get right in Aaron's face, and you know what I'm saying? That's
yeah, you know what, though? I'm going to tell you the truth. This is what it is. This is real talk.
Mm-hmm.
And all you got to do is just bear witness to what I'm going to tell you, because you probably seen it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll be telling people what's going on. I'll be keeping it real, all this and that and the third. And people will be standing right alongside me until, like, four or five readers who don't really know the business. They don't know the business. They only know mm-hmm. what they want to pay for a book and how they feel a book should go. And
exactly.
that's just an opinion of book all the way around, because you could read a great book and still say, yo, I think it should have ended like this, and be like, but that was a great book. So
exactly.
those are the, that's what I'll be trying to – that's the first thing I'll be trying to tell authors, like, yo, listen, these people don't know business. They work in over – they're a word processor 8 hours of the day. You're supposed to be
mm-hmm.
processing words. Don't get it confused. So,
exactly.
like, when I start telling them that, then as soon as a couple of readers be start trying to dictate the business, because then they really don't know, boom. People will scatter,
yeah.
like, oh, shit, yeah, I ain't
yeah.
messing with Aaron no more. Like,
yeah.
the reader said, don't mess with him, I ain't messing with him.
Yeah, see,
so it just created conflict.
And it's crazy it done came to that. You got readers where they divided. Like, it's like everybody in the game now, like, I can't read your book because I'm down with this person. Or
mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Wait,
you know, come on.
I'm going to go a step further. It don't make any common sense, because why would you buy a less quality product just to
exactly.
prove that you're smarter than the person you're trying to deny? You buy what you really want. Don't
exactly.
sit back and cheat yourself trying to cheat somebody else. That's just ridiculous to me. That whole concept of people thinking, as soon as I see that, I just be like, yo, that's just a sour glass of milk. Because
yeah.
it's corny.
Yeah.
Like, you ain't doing nothing boss when you doing that, because you're cheating yourself. And then
exactly.
you're lying to yourself on top of that, because you're forcing to say, like, this book is good. Or whatever, because most of these books is comic books. Right? I'm just keeping. See, that's why I don't be talking about this, because I really get serious and I start really saying what's really going on, and people be getting offended. But it's
exactly. Yeah, it's crazy, man. But you know, but that, like you said, the truth though, man. And sometimes it needs to be heard. But you know, I feel like, you know, what we got going on now is the urban lit game, man. It's, you know, it's so watered down now, man, and people, that's why people writing in different genres now, you know what I'm saying? People
mm-hmm.
just really running away from it, you know,
mm-hmm.
cause, and I love the readers, you know, I like to give special sometimes, the 99-cent books or whatever, but, you know, but at the same time, the reader got to show some love to these authors that's putting all their time in these books, because a lot goes into putting these books out and writing these books.
A lot,
so, you know, I can sit back and, okay, I can tell you, okay, well, I can sell 100, like I just said on the last, and I can sell 200 99-cent books a day, and I ain't making number $60 a day. You know, that's $60 a day, and that's 200 a day. That's 200 books. So, you know, it's, you know, the game, you know what I'm saying? I feel like all the authors and the publishers need to, you know what I'm saying, you know, come to terms, man, and see what, you know what I'm saying? And we got to bring it back, man. Because the way it is
mm-hmm.
now, it's crazy, but I'm going to keep doing what I do, and we're going to keep pushing. Like I said, we got Aaron, we got Nene, we got the rest of the team. We got, you know what I'm saying, and we just going to keep trying to, you know what I'm saying, just get out this work that, you know what I'm saying, the game in.
Like you said, going back to branding and, you know, making a name for yourself and, you know, putting yourself in a position where, okay, you with G Street. That's your publishing house. That's who houses your books. That's who pushes your books. That's who makes sure that your name gets out there. But outside of that, you are the individual, and you are the product. You have to sell the product. The product is you. And like you
exactly.
said, getting out there and doing events. You know what I'm saying? As soon as my books drop, what did I do, G? I called the office. I said, the book's there. Let me start calling bookstores. I had bookstores calling the office saying, let me get these orders. Let me set up these book signings so we can get Nene out here. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I didn't waste no time doing that, because I understand that you have to constantly be branding yourself and selling yourself. You're the product. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they're
see, a lot
Nene
of people.
Capri
yeah.
is on G Street. They're not supposed to say G Street got Nene Capri. You know what I'm saying? It's
yeah, exactly.
Street.
Exactly.
You're
but see, but
constantly.
Yeah, you got to sell yourself. You know what I'm saying? That's
mm-hmm.
what it's all about. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's why when you're looking at, you're waiting on that royalty check. And every time you promote, you're supposed to promote every day. If you're an author, you're supposed to promote every day. If you're serious about what you're doing, you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? And, you know, you get your check every 6 months, you know what I'm saying, when you got a big deal. Your check will be nice, if you promote mm-hmm. yourself every day. It'll add up, but you can't sit around and think these books are going to sell itself. You know, that's the thing. Well, a lot of artists be like, oh, I got a bad deal, or I ain't happy with this, or I ain't happy with my check. You know why you ain't happy with your check? Because you ain't got out there and sold no books to get you a check. You know,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah. I'm going to do what I do, and I'm going to try. I'm going to push. We got over 130 books, 120 books. We can't push everybody book on the same level. When your book come out,
right.
We're going to push it. But authors got to continue the flow. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you ain't continuing the flow, you know it's going to die down. But you got somebody else coming up behind you. You always going to have somebody behind you in this business trying to get their readers to buy their book. Even if you on G Street, you even got people on G Street, you know what I'm saying, just going, you know what I'm saying, that's competition within itself. You know what I'm saying? It's not no beef or nothing, but it's still you got to look at that you're trying to get that readers to buy your book. So they got all this to choose from over here, and they got all these other publishers putting out books every day. You looking out, I'm looking out, I see a book come out every day, you know.
Yes.
So
mm-hmm.
if you're going to be.
If you don't stand out, you can forget about it.
Yeah, you got to stand out. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
if you're sitting at home on the sofa, if you're all the listening to this, you sit home on the sofa, just, you know what I'm saying, don't be looking for that check when it's time for it to come in. Don't say your publisher gave you a bad. Guys, I feel like the publisher get the short end of the stick a lot of time. You know what I'm saying? You know,
mm-hmm.
I hear a lot
yeah.
of people talking about what the publisher wasn't right. Or, you know, you got some publishers that ain't right. But, you know what I'm saying? Well, I'm going to speak for me. You know what I'm saying? For G Street, me and Shauna, how we run our thing. I ain't got to take no money from nobody. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't never heard that I have, but, you know, I just want to put that out there because that's a lot of times that's what the author will say about the money. Money always straight. You can audit my books. You know what I'm saying? So that's not
mm-hmm.
it. The one thing I want to say is to all the authors out there, get out there, get you some flyers, get in the street, get you some, do your blog stuff, hustle.
Mm-hmm.
You got to hustle to get some money. If you ain't hustling, you ain't gonna get no money. It's one way or the other. If I don't hustle, I don't get no money. So
right.
You know, it comes down to the work ethic. You know what I'm saying? If your work ethic bad and if you ain't serious about what you're doing, you know what I'm saying, you're not gonna go nowhere in this game. But it's crazy, man. It's crazy.
It's all good, and we happy that you're highlighting that because a lot of the authors need to know. And as well as the readers need to know and understand. Sometimes, like Emma was saying, they don't understand the behind the scenes. They might see a post on Facebook, or they might see something come up, and they're like, "Oh Lord, they're going to take a size," without really knowing and understanding the thing behind what's really going on. Like you said, if you're an author, you got a book with a company, but you're not promoting it, you're not saying nothing, you haven't done any signings, and no bookstores have your books in them. Then it's going to be hard when it's royalty times, because that means that the publisher didn't get an opportunity to sell any of your books. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? Your books aren't selling. So if your books
and
aren't selling, when it's time to pay you, it's nothing to pay you. Because
and I'm
going to
tell you. And I'm going to tell you, not to cut you off, but, you know, like matter of fact, next week we got a meeting with, who we got on Books for Million, I think. I think we got a meeting
mm-hmm.
with the rep at Books for Million. You know, the first
mm-hmm.
thing they asked us, they said, give us your five hottest books, or give us the five books that you feel like gonna move. You know what I got
mm-hmm.
to do? I got to go from the top to the bottom of the list and see who I feel like gonna move their books. You know what I'm saying? That's
mm-hmm.
what authors don't understand. What as publishers, this is what we deal with when you're talking about paperback books. We ain't talking about no e-books. I'm talking about paperbacks and where the big checks come. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
when we're dealing with these major stores, they send back telling us give us five books out of what 100 books. So now, first thing me and Shauna do is like, okay, what author been going hard? What author
mm-hmm.
going to get in the street? Because when we put these books in Books a Million, the author that we put in there, they got to get out there and market, promote themselves to pull them books back out of there to get people to go in there and buy them books. So
mm-hmm.
we don't want to
mm-hmm.
put no author in there that's not going to do anything, because next thing you know, I'm going to be sitting in the office right here, and I'm going to tell you, my doorbell going to ring, the dog going to bark, and the UPS man going to be at the door with all them returns. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't trying to go for that. I ain't going through that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And
I don't want to hear the dog barking. Yeah.
No, return is a beat, because what we were talking about, that what a lot of people don't understand is when you get a return and it comes back to the company
can't sell it.
They can't do nothing with it, because whoever
I can't resell
gets the book,
it.
They put their stickers on it, they mark on them,
mm-hmm.
they be sitting on the shelves, they come back discolored. They come back with
big
discount stickers on top
man,
of them.
Exactly.
So now you can't sell that to somebody else. So now you got a storage room full of stuff that then came back. Now they
exactly.
ain't messing with you. They like, you ain't got no quality product, so they're not putting in no orders, so they're not ordering no books. So then that messes up your reputation because they're like, you done sent me five people over here. This stuff don't move.
Exactly.
And they don't understand
so,
that in a
exactly. Exactly. Now my face bad. Now they won't
yeah.
come back to me looking for no books.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can't make no money. So that's
exactly.
why, you know, some authors may feel like, oh, he's showing
mm-hmm.
this author favoritism. Nah, it ain't favoritism.
Mm-hmm.
That author hustling. Or that author
mm-hmm.
book is moving. So get your
mm-hmm.
momentum going. Get yourself right. And your book will be in Books a Million, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it gets crazy, man. And I look at and just to change the subject, not to really change up a lot, you know, I just think back on, like, a lot of dudes. Like you said, we were talking about prison. A lot of dudes in prison doing their thing, and they're doing
mm-hmm.
it pretty well, you know. And I know a lot of them. They mostly the main ones that's doing it. You know, I done did time with them, and you know, I got to tip my hat to them brothers right now because you know what I'm saying. They, you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying. They filling in the gaps, and they doing better than some guys on the street doing. So
Mm-hmm.
But
I said the same thing when me and Aaron was talking about it. We was like, man, you got some powerhouses coming up out of the prison system. You know, they
yeah.
coming up swinging. They writing really good literature as well as publishing. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And I'm like, if you
exactly.
can sit in the condition and the circumstances that y'all deal with on a daily basis, you know what I'm saying, on a daily basis, then, you know, a person who out here every day free, you know, free
that's
of movement, freedom of movement, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You should be able to
yeah.
kill it.
Nah,
I mean,
you know
yeah,
why
that's
they
that's
can't,
true.
Though? You know why? Because, see, the man in prison is consumed with depression, even while all this
exactly.
other stuff is going on, because all he got to look forward to is an outdate and anything that he did before that.
That's right.
So his clock ain't ticking. He's consumed with depression. And how he gets through it is with the master plan, or some niggas
exactly.
just be running back and forth to the gym. Like, it just depends. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? It depends on the character of man. When a man's
yeah.
consumed with depression, he's going to be able to become very creative.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
exactly.
And you know,
yeah.
take his time, use his time more wisely, because boys be moving fast. Men that are boys move fast. So,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Prison be helping you take your time. You really get to
right.
absorb and see who you really are, because a lot of boys be having an identity crisis till they really become men. It might take a long time. Prison be helping you, though.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Do me a favor. Aaron, mm-hmm. not to cut you off, G, we like to take a call or two because we know your time is limited. So we'd like to see if a couple of people want to holler at you, if you don't mind. And, you know, get an opportunity to talk to a couple of the callers before we continue the interview. Aaron, could you bring in someone, please?
Yeah, I'm going to bring in 703 because they've been holding the longest.
Okay.
703. Welcome to Brighton Royalty Clubhouse. How are you doing this evening? Who are we speaking with?
Kathleen Lucas.
How you doing?
Sweet.
Hey.
Hey, I just want to say hello to everybody. And
okay.
I want to put my opinion out on them 99 cent books.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go for 99 cent books because I feel like this. It's like I support my office. And what the hell is 99 cents going to do for somebody?
Exactly.
You know? And
that's
how
right.
I feel about that. You would never mm-hmm. see me buy e-books, none of that. Give me a paperback anytime.
That's right. Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
DC,
exactly.
I love you. I love you.
Man, well,
and
much
I
love, man. I appreciate
all the way to the And Nene,
hey,
I love
up.
You, girl.
I love you more, precious. I can't wait to come to D.C. because you know I got to see your pretty face.
Well, I hope y'all be at the Harlem Book Fair because you know I'm going to be there.
Yeah,
well,
we may be
together
there.
Our summer
we
schedule,
might,
so
we might be there.
If
we might
there,
be there.
I'm there.
Oh, George, I got one question for you.
What's going on, Kathleen?
Where the hell are you from? I love your accent.
Hey, Atlanta, College Park, born and raised in Atlanta.
Where?
Atlanta.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what
yeah.
it was.
Yeah,
I said he's either raised. From North Carolina or he's from Atlanta. But I love your accent. I really do. It is
thank
so country.
Yeah, come on now. Come on, I'm from the city now. Come on now. Don't you ever say that.
Oh, Lord.
But I love it, though. But I'm not
right.
going to hold y'all because I know y'all have other callers. But I just want
all
y'all
right.
to know I support y'all to the max.
I appreciate
you,
it.
Appreciate the love.
Thank you
very much.
Happy Bo.
What's there? What's going on? How you?
Okay, I'm gonna let y'all go now. Y'all have a beautiful, blessed night.
All right.
Thank you.
See y'all
enjoy
on Facebook.
Enjoy the show, Kathleen.
Yeah, see you on the book.
All right, y'all take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Good evening.
All right.
Next
one
up,
more.
We're gonna take 504. I think I know who this is. Speaking of accents, hello 504.
Hey, Bebo.
Hey, Lanika.
Hey, Lanika.
How y'all doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I had a question of, about the 99-cent books too. I mean, like George said, like if you keep doing it, all your books 99-cent. Like, what is you getting at it? Like, that's stupid. Like, you ain't making no kind of money. And if that's your only thing, that's your only hustle. Then
see, But see, that's why a lot of people don't understand. When you got, when just say if I even just wanted to sell G Street or just wanted to value G Street, you know, when people come in, they look at your catalog first. And if they see you got a 99-cent catalog, your book's not worth nothing. You know what I'm saying? Your catalog's not worth anything. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
As far as you're an author or a publisher, it's like your value is like zero. You know what I'm saying? If we talking about building, I'm talking about just building wealth. You know what I'm saying? What I do, I try to build wealth. You know what I'm saying? So you got to look at the business side of it. If you got a 99-cent catalog, everything on that 99-cent, if somebody come in and just try to just to gauge your wealth or gauge what your company is worth, I couldn't, you know what I'm saying? My company won't be worth anything with a whole bunch of 99-cent books. So that plays a part, too. It get deeper than just, you know what I'm saying, even on the surface, it get way deeper when you're talking about the business end of it.
Mm.
Right, because I saw also on Facebook say a reader had asked him why he sell his books for 99-cent, and he was like, because nobody don't know him. So I'm like, if you don't believe in your own work, it don't make no sense for me to buy it either.
But see, sometimes, you know, it's like, you know, I understand, like, sometimes you put one out there for 99-cent to give people something cheap and all this, and, you know, the you know what I'm saying, to give them, you know what I'm saying, just a sneak peek of what you got going on. But after then, you know what I'm saying, I don't feel like you should even have to even do that. And some people don't even do that off the top, because a 99, you know, like I said, a lot of work goes into them books, and to sell one for that cheap, man, it's crazy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's ridiculous.
And I hate
that's
and it hurts
70,000 words.
It's
right.
70,000.
Yeah.
But you know, they done switched the game up now. So, you know, now, you know, it's like the e-book, they're not 70,000 words no more. You know, you can't count words with e-books. They're tricking you with the e-book, this e-book stuff. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you're getting a half a book. You know what I'm saying? So I guess that's why you can, you know, it's but the reason's going for it. So, you know, you can't knock the hustle.
Look,
you can't knock the hustle.
Even with that, honestly, I got to keep it all the way real. Even with half a book, even if you only give up 30,000 words, like 99 cents is ridiculous because of the cost that goes into it. You got your graphic art. You got your editing.
Mm-hmm.
You got your typesetting. You got your formatting, even if it
you
is
got
just
a lot
e-book.
Of money to recoup.
So that's
those
costs right there alone, for you to sell it at 99 cents just to make those costs back is going to be ridiculous. So when you be when readers be putting a demand like, yo, you need a hotter cover, you need this, you need that, you need that, you got to be ready to spend money for this. It's just like you take your car to the mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
Or to the dude that's going to hype it up, when you be like, yo, I want these rims, I want this, I want that,
exactly.
It needs to look like this, he going to charge you for all that. He going to put all of that on there like, yeah, I could do all that.
Exactly.
He going to do it. And then he going to tally up the cost at the end and be like, yo, it's going to cost you this. So when you want the hot cover, you want the editing to be right, you don't want no mistakes, all the stuff that you complain about with the 99-cent books and all the other books. Like, I'm speaking to the readers now. Like, when you want this, you got to take into account the cost it's going to cost to get it to you like that.
Exactly.
So when it gets to you like that, you got to be ready to pay for it, just like going to the Super 8 or the Hilton. You already know what you pay, you get what you pay for.
That's right.
Like,
you
got to keep
it
in simple terms of money when you're talking marketing in any sense.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's just simple.
That's right.
It's the simple math. It's the only language that you can't mess up, because 2 and 2 is 4 in Spanish, Russian, and English. You got to have the money right.
Every country, right?
Yeah, every
country.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lanika. We appreciate it. We know you did
appreciate
over here
you.
Right quick before
yeah,
you run
definitely.
Off the cash. interview, and we thank you for that, and we love you. You support us every week, and we appreciate you coming and shouting out Mr. G Street.
No problem, y'all.
All right. Appreciate you
coming through. Have a good
night.
Thank
you, Anita.
You too.
Have a good night.
Take one more call, Aaron, and then we're going to let Miss Tony, she has some questions.
Yeah, we
got to
take this call right here, too.
Mr. G.
I know she'll be cursing me out, deleting me. 813. You in the building?
Hello.
Hey, everybody.
How you doing?
Y'all know
how
who
you
that
doing?
Is?
Y'all know this is
that's
my call every week.
Who is that?
He right there. That's Miss T.
Brown.
That's
Miss
Brown.
Oh, that's Miss Brown. Oh, that's Miss Brown. Okay,
hey,
what's up,
Miss?
How you doing?
How you doing?
I had to call in because y'all got
that's
Mr. G on the line.
Yeah, that's my partner. My partner, B. Brown on the line. Yeah, B. Brown. What's going on, B?
I just had to call and show some support. Yeah, I'm all right. I just had to call and show some support. And, you know, let them know it's about G Street. We're doing the damn thing.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about.
2014 is ours. Tell them to mark that down.
Yeah, come on now.
Put it on the top of their calendar. 2014 belongs to G Street.
That's right.
They need a G Street calendar. I'm telling you, Gia, get on this merchandise.
Come and soon.
Let me just ask you a question, V, before you go real quick. How's your experience been as being a G Street author?
My experience has been great. I'm able to be honest. Y'all know I'm a little diva, so I have been honest with G and Shauna. And my experience has been really good. If I have a problem, I know I can go to either G or Shauna, talk about it, and we get it fixed, and we popping.
That's what it's all about.
G always talk about what you working on. We waiting on you, V. We need some summer heat.
I think I see it in the future. What month is this? G, what is this? March. This is March. Start it. Harlem Book Fair release. Get it together. We'll release it right down at Harlem.
Okay, well, I gotta work then.
I'm gonna need you to stand on the other side of me. I'm gonna need you to stand right next to me so we can, you know what I'm saying, do what we do.
Listen, I got you. We do the dancing thing and all that. Come on over to G Street. Get these books here. So, you know, we right there together. Aaron's going to be somewhere next to us, you know.
Got the bra home. You know, we got to show out.
Charlotte, she put on a good show now, man.
Yes, she did. Last year we had a lot of fun. We had the DJ popping.
I'm ready. What's her line number? What's her beginning? 256.
Wait,
I'm over this text. She's going to get me if I don't get the number. Hold on. You sure it ain't 256? I got it. Okay. We're going to bring her in. All right, precious. Enjoy the rest of your evening. All right, bye-bye. All right, y'all too. You said you got it, Alicia? Yeah, I'm getting her right now. Stay on that. You see the 256? Yeah, let me bring her in. That's her. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, that's her. What's going on, Miss Robinson?
Hey.
Erin. Hey, Nene. Hey, Tony. Hey, Alicia.
Hey,
George Sherman. Hey, call his whole name, George Sherman.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, look here, look here. Now, this all the here. She don't want, every time I'm on the phone with her, she ain't talking about nothing but a check. So, yeah, let me get
that. But please believe, I will drop a book of what I got to do. It might be late, but I'm going to get a damn book in, too. And then I'm like, what
might be late?
Yeah, y'all know Ms. Robinson, man.
I just wanted to show some love. George, you know I got love for you. You know, it's been a long ride. It ain't always been easy, but it's been worth it. I don't care what happened. You're going to have to throw my ass out the Bentley because I ain't going nowhere.
You always don't care, man. You know, we just started this thing. See, a lot of people don't know G from way back when. See, Leslie know me when I was in the chain gang running around and with this bootleg stuff, and you know what I'm saying? So she know me when I was GSA publishing. Yeah, when it was some real BS. But yeah, she stayed down. She won the first one, and she's still here, and she's doing well, man.
And I respect him because even when I found out, when I Googled and found out you were in prison, I was like, you know what, you're doing stuff inside that people aren't even attempting to do outside. And I hate that some of the people that started fell off or fell out because of that. But it is what it is.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So you know, look at it now, but. Definitely, of course, I love you. I love Sean.
Yeah,
I love y'all.
Yeah.
Riding royalty, most definitely. I just want to come through and just show my love.
That's what
thank you
so
much.
Much love. Much love. Yeah. You're welcome.
Y'all take care. All right. Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah.
We got to shout out the chat room. The chat room is jumping. And we have to shout out Simba. Simba is the dog that barks.
That's the return. When we get the return, Simba bark. Got a UPS man at the door with the return. So,
That's Sean's baby, so we can't let, you know, they got to know that. G-Street got a mascot over there. They got to know. Simba don't play.
Simba's a tech dog. Simba sleep now. Simba ain't doing that.
The bell got to ring. If the bell doesn't ring, you know G-Street has to be up.
Yeah, okay.
man. That's what's up.
Let me ask you,
Tony get a question right quick, Erin, because she has something very interesting. Then you can go ahead.
Thank you, Nene. I have
you're
a
welcome,
few
Preston.
That he's already answered, but one that he hasn't touched on I'd like to bring up. I understand, George, that you've signed an offer from the UK. So would you say that it's safe to say that G-Street has now gone global?
Oh, yeah. That's you know what I'm saying? When you're in business, when you just where we look at, you know what I'm saying, where we was going and what we was trying to get to, we had to step outside the box. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We got, what's the name in the UK? Victoria Atkins. She's a actor, you know, actress out of the UK. And her book is coming real soon. You know, you try to step outside of the bounds. You know, when it's a whole new look when you're going over there. The money the same, but it's more money coming in from that side. Just being honest, the urban lit game is cool. You know, I'm not the urban lit because I, you know what I'm saying, this is where I started at. This is what gave us our foundation. But when we spread out a little more, you know, we got Victoria out there. That's money out there. We got Dave Patton, which is a white guy. A lot of people probably don't know about him. You know what I'm saying? That's another, you know what I'm saying, another fan base we touching on. Then we got the celebrities. Like you said, we just signed Roxy Reynolds. We got Meek Mill. We did Meek Book. You know what I'm saying? And
got Rich Dollar's coming on deck.
We got Rich Dollar on deck. Just got finished talking to him. And we got a group of guys that we just had a meeting with them last night. These guys out of Charlotte, they some street guys, but they got a nice movement going. So we touching every aspect of the game. We're not just trying to stay cornered and just stay in this urban corner. You know what I'm saying? So you know, if we're trying to be a full fledged publisher. Well, I ain't gonna say we're trying to be. That's what we are. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We are a full fledged publisher. We just don't do urban books. We do books across the board. You know,
right.
So, you know, they may have different looks because, you know, you can't put the G Street across every cover or whatever when you're going for different looks. But, you know, we're expanding and, you know, it's great. You know, things are looking up and we got a lot of stuff we're doing this year. So
right.
That's why I say it's crazy because it's like now we're able to give the deals what Simon & Schuster won't give. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like the big deals that people used to see at Simon & Schuster that they don't give anymore. You know what I'm saying? We catching the celebrities with these same type deals, and they working out real fine. And we handling them like we're supposed to handle them. The books are getting there. The platforms are being set, and nobody's complaining. You know, and that's why we keep getting hits. And we got a lot of more celebrities we got lined up.
And the work is quality. The work
and
is
it's
really,
quality
really
work.
Quality, really quality.
Exactly.
And I was like blown away. You know, when I got my book. In the mail and just looked at everything, the page quality, the printing, everything lines up so beautifully. It looked like money, you know.
Exactly.
You see it, you can tell that it's professionally done and somebody cared, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not like, oh, here's your book, here you go, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Shauna, she worked hard on them books. That's why a lot of people don't understand. She do a lot behind the scenes. You know, she started a lot of typesetting. She was known around the industry as typesetter. But, you know what I'm saying, but when she got, you know what I'm saying, and she was an author first. Well, she used to write for Carl Weber, Carl Weber. But, you know what I'm saying, she was known. But now, you know what I'm saying, what she's doing, now she do a lot behind the scenes. She bring them books to life, you know what I'm saying, especially because the interior of the book is real important, you know what I'm saying. The interior is real important. And a lot of people don't know. That's how I met Shauna. People don't know, you know what I'm saying, they don't know that history. You know, I was looking for a typesetter, you know. And Shauna started typesetting GSA, G Street books, and, you know what I'm saying, it went from there. But, yeah, that's, you know, we want some quality stuff out there. You got to have some quality stuff to be able to catch the big accounts, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's like now, that's why, you know, I don't look down on the authors that's trying to make it or the author, the regular author that's coming in. But when you can go out here and sign a celebrity client and make $100,000 to $150,000 off one title and, like, in a couple of weeks after it dropped, you know, that's what, you know what I'm saying, that's what it's all about. But that makes you appreciate the game, you know what I'm saying? And you got to look at, okay, I can put this much time in this celebrity book, make $150,000 to $200,000 out the door, or I can put this much time in this just regular book, the same amount of time, the same amount of energy and everything, and probably and have to sell it for 99 cents or $1.99, and I ain't made nothing, but I ain't even got my money back for the production, you know? You know what I'm saying? But I don't knock it out, but I never close the door on the people that's why right now we're not accepting no more submissions, but I'm going to work with the team we have now because they always been here. But, you know what I'm saying, unless we're taking on celebrity clients. But right now, you know what I'm saying, I like I said, I never turn my back on them. I'm going to keep pushing as long as they keep pushing. But now it's on another level. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to step it up. So, but, yeah, that's where we're standing at now. But I'm closing in with the family, man. Everybody we got now, whatever, if they hustling, I'm hustling with them. We're going to go hard. We're going to, you know what I'm saying, we're going to do what we do to try to get them to the level they're trying to. You know what I'm saying? They reach their goal. Yeah, so on.
And help you, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, help you be able
exactly.
to make those things happen. I know I saw when you did an interview and you were talking about feeling nervous about having people's career in your hands. And I'm quite sure even though you have a lot of books out now, those feelings still go through you. You know what I'm saying? That you got this person's dreams, you got their career, you got
their
career.
Yeah, because I want everybody to win. Yeah.
You want them to win, exactly. And
they
have to want to win with you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You can't say to yourself as an author, oh, I want to sign with a big company, okay, because they got the name. All right, okay, they do. But at the same time, you have to put that work in. You have to put the work in. Like you said, posting, getting with the book club, you know what I'm saying, checking in and seeing what to do. You know, the first thing I ask you is, what am I supposed to do? What do you want me to do?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm over here.
Oh, you went hard.
What do you want me to do? I can't help you.
Exactly. Yeah, you go hard. Now, one thing about it, I got to tip my hat to Nene now. You know, when we, you know what I'm saying, we brought Nene on, man. Nene, she, you know what I'm saying, she's what every publisher wants. You know what I'm saying? She's a hustler. Bebo hustler. You know, but see, y'all come up with the paperback books. You know what I'm saying? See, y'all know the hustle or the paperback side. See, you know, the e-book thing a lot of people doing, but they don't know the hustle or the paperback side. And when you sign into a big company and you sign into a company like, I like to sell paper books. I like those paper books to move because it solidifies the author more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, you want to have an author that can move on both sides, But at the same time, you want that paperback side to move because it really builds your brand more too. So, you know, and we got, like you said, Nene, we got, like, I'm not knocking on our other authors. Our authors, they do what they do. Some of them kind of lax, and you know what I'm saying? Some of them, you know what I'm saying? But you know, we still got some that's going hard. But, you know, every time, you know, a lot of people got things going on in their life where they can't get out there. And you know, things change, you know, and
right.
I can't knock that. But, you know, when Books A Million call and they ask for them five authors that's going to push, I'm giving the ones that's pushing, the ones that I feel like going to move. You know,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I can't do it no other way because business is business. You know,
definitely.
You know what I'm saying? So,
but
yeah, it's been a journey now. It's been a journey, but it's all good. Like Leslie say, man, it's, I remember days where, you know, I wasn't making nothing but what $300-$400 a month in the publishing game. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was crazy, man. But we done came a long way. Real long
way. That's a blessing. That's a blessing.
Yeah, that's a blessing for real. Yeah.
Now I have
it is.
I have a question
ahead,
for you, G.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back to the 2,500 books you had, and you just lost all this money. How did you recover from that hit? Because that would have been a big hit at that time.
But that was a big hit.
And what did you learn about yourself and the industry?
I'm going to tell you. Back then, first of all, I was kind of mad at the veterans in the industry because these same guys that's telling you, that's I see on these Facebook pages talking all this authors get together, all this, like, team, and everybody should look out to help the next man. I got so many people back then wouldn't even look my way when I reached out to them. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about turning me away, telling me this, telling me no here, no there. You know, I got a lot of no's, but, you know, but I don't put them on blast. I don't get into all that. But I'm looking at these same dudes that wasn't even, you know what I'm saying, wouldn't even accept my book when they had bookstores. You know what I'm saying? You know, so I'm like, okay, you know, it was crazy. But then when I did the 2,500 books, I lost a lot of money, you know what I'm saying? I ran up a lot of credit cards, but I had a female around me at the time. She told me, just quit. Just don't even, man, why you keep doing that, man? It ain't gonna go nowhere. You know what I'm saying? We done lost all this money, you know what I'm saying? But I wasn't gonna stop, you know? I wasn't gonna stop, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm determined, you know, I like my back up against the wall, you know, because I know, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking at the game and I'm looking at where I need to be, but it's a key. When you in prison and you doing stuff like you know what I'm saying, for this public stuff, and you trying to do anything that's on that level, you need just the right key outside. You got to have that right person outside. You inside, you got it all planned out. You got it all together, but you got to have that person outside to bring it on in. You know what I'm saying? So I went through, I had a girl that worked for me one time, and that's when I was kind of on some more stuff, and I was mixing business with pleasure, and I woke up one morning, my website gone, my PayPal closed down, and, you know, it was a whole big experience where, you know what I'm saying, I felt like, you know what I'm saying, it was crazy, so I lost, that was some money lost, you know what I'm saying, so I never recovered on that, but, you know, after I got it together, and, you know what I'm saying, I met Shauna, like I told y'all, I met Shauna, and one thing about it, Shauna was a blessing. She know the game, and she came in, and she put a lot of stuff together behind the doors, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, and she held me down while I was down there when I was trying to get this together and get that together, and I couldn't get here and get there. She's the one that had to go up in them offices and do these presentations. People don't understand, when you get major distribution, you got to do presentations. People want to see some marketing plans. They want to see some projections and everything. If you ain't got all that stuff in line, when you go in them offices, just not being ready. You know, them white folks, they kicking us out the door because right now, I'm going to tell you the thing with black publishers getting major distribution. They're not taking a lot of black publishers because at first, like, it was easy to get in at one time. Like, I ain't going to say real easy, but it was kind of lenient. But when they're giving us these distribution deals, when they send these orders, like, when my fax machine go off and I got to send 500 books here, 1,000 books here, 600 books here, if I ain't got them books out there, that make them look bad because these people don't order the books from them. So now they don't stop. They stopped. A lot of black publishers couldn't get the orders out there. So that's why that's what made it kind of, you know what I'm saying, hard for people to get in. Now they want all these marketing plans, projections, how much you making, how much money you got. They, you know what I'm saying, you're going through a lot of red tape. But, mm-hmm. you know, like I said, Shauna, she, you know what I'm saying, went through that. She had to, you know what I'm saying, she held it down, and, you know what I'm saying, she done loved a lot of books, and she done carried a lot of books. And people that, you know what I'm saying, don't understand, you know what I'm saying, the work that came in to get G Street where it's at. They, like you said, you look back, and you may see now the trucks and the bins and all this and that and the offices, but that comes from a lot of hard work, you know. That's a lot of hard work, you know. And I don't, you know what I'm saying, and authors that contributed to it, they got they do too, because if you sold books, you got a check, you know. Mm-hmm. Especially Ms. Robinson, you know what I'm saying. She, like you said, she's been there from day one, and you know, you got a lot of authors that can make real money in this. But you got to have quality material. It got to sell more than 99 cents, and you got to be consistent. Mm-hmm. You got to market and promote yourself. You know what I'm saying.
Right.
And if you follow them rules, the rules like that, if you can get all those things together, you can make money in this. It, you know, like you said, a lot of people say you can't make money, but you can. You really can.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's been a long road, though, but it still came to, you know what I'm saying, well, I never thought that I'd be able to put a celebrity book out, you know. You know what I'm saying, when we're doing this rich stuff, and we got, and the people we got lined up, you know, they ain't, you know, it's just really starting. They ain't seen nothing yet, man. We got a lot of people that's finna, you know what I'm saying, going to have your mouth hanging wide open when you see who we got. So,
I want to have my mouth open. I can't wait. I get excited. And it's good because you want to see people be successful, you know what I'm saying? And especially,
exactly.
like you're saying, from prison to power, you look at, you know, how society views, you know, felons and different things like that, and you come out and they come out on the street, and if you don't have nothing for yourself, you pretty much get a lot of doors shut in your face. You know, they don't want to hire
it's
you.
Hard.
They don't want to do nothing for you. They don't want to do nothing with you. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? And if you can sit there and while you're doing that time, you can put together something that is going to change how society not only views you, but how they deal with you. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? They're going to deal with you altogether different. And it's
yeah.
like, I commend that, because a lot of people can't do it. A lot of folks cannot do it.
I'm gonna tell you, you know what I'm saying, just like the brothers that I left, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, and I done seen brothers that done got out and that I done met up with, and, you know, like you said, people look at them with they nose in the air, look at them like they the scum of the earth, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sometimes, you know, I can get in conversation with a person, and we could talk, and it could be, you know what I'm saying, and when I let them know how long I've been gone and what I'm doing, it's like, it's surprising, you know what I'm saying? But I know if I wouldn't have told them my accomplishments, or you know, if they wouldn't have seen the glitz and the glamour, or what they think, you know what I'm saying, what the food of the label, they would have had their nose up at me too. And it's hard for a brother getting out of prison, just coming out,
mm-hmm.
trying to establish themselves back in the world, especially when you've been gone a long time, man. And
right,
it's crazy now. You know, like they say, you know, you broken, you a burden. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, your friends that used to be there for you, you know what I'm saying, they ain't there for you no more. And, you know, when you're on the phone, you know, the girl that you with, you know, it's all lovey-dovey then when you get home and y'all have y'all little rounds in the bed a couple of times. Now she's looking at you. You sitting on the sofa. We got to pay these rent, these bills. You ain't, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it the harsh reality set in that, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But that's why I said I thank God every day. I was a blessing. I got out, and I'm already, you know what I'm saying, I'm okay. I'm straight.
Right. And with all your full capacities, because a lot of people don't come up out of there with their full capacity.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I'm saying? All of
their yeah.
and at a ripe age. You know what I'm saying? Well,
you
can
gotta,
enjoy
yeah.
your children and,
yeah.
you know, your grandchildren and your mom, you know, your mom and them, because I've,
exactly.
I've mentored in the prison, and I've had, you know, grown men cry.
Yeah.
I can't
hard.
Touch them. They want a hug, but I can't touch them because I'm there. I'm the teacher. And they like,
exactly.
I can't even go home because they charged me $6,000 to go to my mother's funeral. My mother done
exactly.
died, and I can't even leave
exactly.
here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even my
yeah,
father,
crazy.
The last time that my father saw his mother, he was at the funeral sitting next to her coffin with his hands behind his back. He was a handcuff.
Exactly.
You know what I'm
yeah,
saying? The
yeah,
last
that's
time
true.
He saw her, she, you know what I'm saying, she died before he could even get out and ever hold
exactly.
her again. You know what I'm saying? But to be able to come out and you know what I'm saying, you know, your daughter, she about to graduate from college. That is awesome. Your
yeah.
son is doing really yeah. well. You know what I'm saying? They
exactly.
didn't get lost to the street. You know, your
exactly.
parents and stuff, you know, they're there, and you're able to see them and hug them, and they able to still have you, you know, with
yeah.
your right capacity, and you're able to change the future, for your family.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Generations, generations because of what you're building. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? That's powerful. That's powerful.
Yeah, and I feel that 100%. Like you said, man, just getting out of that. And, you know, when you've been gone 18 years and you get out, you know, when, you know, my grandma, my mom, them, you know, that's my, you know, they're my babies out. But when you get out, mm-hmm. you don't see them age like that and you've seen them, you see how things have changed. It's kind of, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard on you, but, you know, you got to just keep doing what you're doing. Long, and it's good to be able to provide for them when, and if they need, you know,
right.
So, you know, that's a good thing, man. And especially, like
definitely.
You said, the kids, you know, one thing about you getting out with them kids. Them kids, mm-hmm. they understand, okay, dad been gone, but you here now, I need this, I need that. They ain't looking
right.
at, okay, dad just getting
mm-hmm.
out, I ain't got no job, or I got to get some money. Nah, you dad, you supposed to be able to do that, you know.
Right.
So that's
yeah.
why I say, I tip my hat to a lot of brothers. Like, you know, you got cash, you got, you know, you got to do, you got cash behind the wall, you got Saeed behind
yeah.
the wall, you got Kawhi,
mm-hmm.
you got my personal, like a brother to me, Tay, you know what I'm saying, Catavius, you know what I'm saying, he doing this thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, KP Publications, him and Ms. Robinson
yeah.
doing their thing together. He trying
yeah.
to, you know what I'm saying, you know, one thing about that brother there, man, be a good brother, and I'd be glad when he get out, because he going to be all right, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
but he just, you know what I'm saying, that's why I always tell him, just stay focused and keep doing what you're doing, and, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
they doing big things over there, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, them brothers back there, they trying to do their thing as long as they stay focused, and sometimes when you're in prison and you get caught up, you know what I'm saying, in the riffraff, or not the prison riffraff, I'm talking about this book game riffraff. You got
mm-hmm.
to, you know what I'm saying, it got to be bigger than that, you know what I'm saying, because everybody
mm-hmm.
in it to make money, and, you know, it started, when you're trying to divide it like that and cause, you know what I'm saying, them kind of issues, man, it's stupid, man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, it'd be
mm-hmm.
better if everybody were to come together. You see artists all the time, these music dudes getting together, making songs together, putting tracks on each other's songs, featuring on each other's songs. Come on,
right.
man. You know what I'm saying? But the book game is turning to, now you can't even go to the Harlem Bookstore because you done said the wrong thing and somebody's going to flip your table when you get there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so,
over
reading over some books.
Over
reading.
Wow.
Yeah, we got book wars going
now
on.
Now we got
book
the
tab on
shoes.
Yeah, book be going on. Now you got, yeah, have your security. Have your security when you go to Harlem because, you know, you know what I'm saying? We're going to YouTube you and all this and that because we're going to flip your tables. And, you know, you got all that going on now. So
it's
crazy,
not
though. But
it's not
necessary.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
but
necessary.
It's sad because it's really like when you see all that going on, like the back and forth, like those type of threats and things like that, like.
Yeah.
First of all, it's literacy. This is my biggest problem. Number one is literature and it's literacy, which is very, very important. Like, you can't read and write. You walk out into the world in the dark every day. So
exactly.
I be seeing people doing that, and then the people be egging it on, like,
exactly.
And then
exactly.
when something really do happen, because this is what I
exactly.
see in the book game. I see a lot of young, uneducated people coming in. And
exactly.
more so young
yeah.
than anything. And the young factor is the thing that, see, these young kids ain't like the kid. When I was young, like, you still had respect because it was sneaky. It was a sneaky disrespect. You had to be around
exactly.
the corner or you didn't
yeah.
want nobody to know. You definitely
exactly.
want your mother or nobody that you didn't know in the family to know what was going on. Now these
exactly.
kids are so blatantly disrespectful that they
mm-hmm.
will come to an environment that's literature based, is books, and people is egging it on Facebook, not really knowing they playing. Like, I'm gonna see if so and so comes. So when they come, these young kids ain't thinking no more. So when they come, they like, no, okay, I'm here. You thought I was playing? And
exactly.
So, like, seriously, like it's sad. Like, people don't be taking that much thought of responsibility. To even,
exactly.
you know, think about what they, where they promoting it. Like, this ain't the
what
Floyd Mayweather
what
fight.
Seed
this
sowing.
Is literature.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Like, this ain't
that's
the
right.
one. This ain't
yeah.
when you do that. Like,
exactly.
you get
exactly.
into that. And then it's supposed to be intelligence. It's supposed to be the forefront of intelligence. So once you start arguing to the point where you start trying to get physical, because a lot of times it don't even be nothing that serious. Like, I'm going to keep it real. A lot of times you're seeing one person trying to show the other person up.
Yeah.
And then they get ousted in front of their people because they might have a crowd there. People might be cheering for them, but really they don't know what they're talking about. And then somebody will come and push them off the edge like, come on, shut up. You sound stupid. And then, you know, it'll be like, all right, well, watch when I see you.
Exactly.
Like, oh, after you see me.
Now I got to see you.
Real
gangsters moving solid. Don't nobody give out no warnings when they go pass out a butt whooping.
But
usually people give out warnings just because they want somebody to stop it. Whenever you see somebody talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, it's because they want it to be broke up. If you really want to see somebody, you just go and see them. There's no warning.
It's crazy.
There's no
That's
note.
What I say.
There's no Facebook tag. It's just, but I see you,
exactly.
I see you.
But see, what made me that... Yeah, what's so crazy about it is a lot of women, like a lot of these young girls, like, come on now, for real,
It's not necessary. It's not necessary. You make yourself look foolish. You might be entertaining for a few minutes, but I promise you that likes do not equal one clicks. You get up and you post something crazy, and people freaking like, oh, I like that. It does not equal a nice royalty check, because what you do is real readers who support literacy, who love it, you turn them off. Okay, you got your 5 or 10 people who ride with you for every little nasty post that you may post up there. They they clicking the click, click, click. But that's only 5 or 10 books sold, even if they don't buy your book. That's 5 or 10 books sold. So who going to buy the other 500, 600, 700, 800 books that need to be sold so that you can make a name for yourself in the industry? In the industry, not so you can make a Facebook name or a Twitter name or an Instagram name. You know what I'm saying? After them 20 people click like and they done rah-rahed you up, and now you done tore off in your tail, now you don't have any respect, because even though urban literature is, it comes out of the streets and it's a lot of people who, you know, are about that hood life, it is a lot of respectable housewives and intelligent women who read street literature to get in tune with that facet of life. And if they see you carrying on all kinds of foolishness and shenanigans, and like you were saying, gee, 1 minute your post is your boobs and it's your short booty shorts and it's this, is that, you write books. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be on there posting so that you can get people to like your work and be into your work so you can sell some books.
Exactly. That's what it's all. That's the bottom line, man. You know, you know what I'm saying? And you yourself is a brand. Like, you know, you know what I'm saying? You got to brand yourself. And you know, it's some females in the game that I highly respect that, I know Nene, she coming up in the game. You know what I'm saying? She doing her thing. She well-respected and she making way. But you got a lot of people that came in, like the girl Deja King, Joy Deja King. I tip my hat to her all the time because she's a brand herself. She do her thing. You know what I'm saying? That girl, she done built her brand up to the point where it's like she don't need to sign nobody. She is, you know what I'm saying, Deja is doing, you know what I'm saying, I got to get to her hands down. She killing them. You know what I'm saying? And you got a lot of people, and she done failed to the 99-cent stuff for the devaluing herself just because everybody else is doing this. She's still dropping her books at the same price. Her people still buying. She's still promoting what she's supposed to promote at. I still see in the Dundee was in the other magazines, and she got a music thing going on. But she don't get on here and play the little get into all the little beef stuff and all the crazy stuff because she knows she's a brand, you know.
Right.
So when we get that in our mind, you know what I'm saying, we'll go a lot further. You know what I'm saying, as authors and as people too. You know what I'm saying. So you know me, I can't. You know, that's a lot of stuff I be wanting to comment on. You know, I know a lot of these dudes that ain't built like that or they really ain't about that. You know what I'm saying? But I can't say, you know, I'm the face of G Street. You know, I can't get out there because we a brand. You know what I'm saying? I can't get out there with no disrespect or nothing like that. I can't do nothing but shake my head and just, you know what I'm saying, flip the computer on some Photoshop or something. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you know what I'm saying?
Flyer
so,
with these books
try to make a flyer or something. Every time I see it, I go make me a flyer. You know what I'm saying? You know, but, you know, it's crazy, though. But we got to take the game serious. We got to, you know, look at ourselves as a business. You know, just like Jay-Z, you know, he's like, what he say, a businessman? You know what I'm saying? That's what you is. You know what I'm saying? That's you know, you got them. It's crazy though. But when we realize that, you know what I'm saying, we'll go a lot further.
Yes, Miss Tony got a question for you, G. Go ahead, Miss Tony.
Okay.
Hey, G. I just want to backpedal just a little bit on some things that you had referred to, as far as you being in a hole. I just it just seems like out of that really bad situation came a great thing and pretty much a life-changing opportunity. And
exactly.
Are you the first publishing company to move into the film music industry? And
yeah.
How do you feel about that? Can you still believe where you are today?
I'm going to tell you, you know, it's like,
into that hole?
I'm going to tell you, I feel like I'm the first one that did it from prison like that. You know, ain't nobody else did it from prison. You know, you know, I know a lot of guys trying, and you know what I'm saying? If I can lend a helping hand, I don't do no, you know what I'm saying? I just hope everybody success, you know what I'm saying, and whatever they're trying to do. But, you know, coming just straight out of prison from the ground up, you know what I'm talking about, from ground zero and to where we at now, we're the first one that G Street is the only one that ever did that. And like you said, we got the film stuff going on now. We got, you know what I'm saying, we got that still. You know, when you're dealing with film, it's a lot of paperwork involved, and it's a lot of, like, a lot of T's got to be crossed, a lot of I's got to be dotted. So, you know what I'm saying, we got that in the making. And the music stuff, matter of fact, I was just talking to Bebo about that today. Well, Aaron, I was talking to Aaron about that today, and, you know, we got some, we're looking for, you know what I'm saying, somebody hot that, you know what I'm saying, to kick it all off, because we're going to have this year, we're coming with everything. We come with everything this year, you know what I'm saying? We cross promoting, and we even got something else, you know what I'm saying? I don't like to mention the deals until they done, but me and Shauna putting together something ourselves that's on a whole another level, and we're gonna shoot a commercial for it, and you know what I'm saying, get it out there. Hopefully that, you know what I'm saying, if everything goes well, I just pray that, you know what I'm saying, that comes through for us, right? So we got a lot of stuff we're doing, but just coming from prison with it, you know, you got a lot of guys that's doing this ebook stuff. That's trying to, you know what I'm saying, that's you know what I'm saying, they're doing pretty well. But being a full-fledged publisher coming out of prison, moving into the entertainment like we done moved, it's, you know what I'm saying, it's really not happening. And like I said, it's like, you know what I'm saying, it's like a blessing. And I sit back and, you know, matter of fact, we just, you know, it's you know what I'm saying, it's surreal. You know, you sit back and you just thank God, you know, because I was life sentence, you know, I'm life sentence. You know what I'm saying? 18 years down, I'm in the cell, I'm in the bunk, waiting every month after month when my parole come up, like, damn, I hope I don't get set off. Man, you know, I got set off 3 times before I even made it. You know, my first year I came up, matter of fact, I was in the dorm with Arthur Cohart and Catavius Ellis and Arthur Saeed Sloan. All of us was in the dorm together. So, you know, I get set off, and, you know, now I'm like, oh, man, I hope next year, you know what I'm saying, I can make it. Next year come around, I'm waiting. I get the papers. They call me to counsel, and I go up there. I'm like, man, she give me the papers. I look at it, denied another year. So I'm like, oh, man, you know. So I'm like, man, okay, I done got 2 sellouts for a year apiece, so I know I'm gone next year. Next year come around, I go. Same thing. It's like a continuous circuit. It's a continuous, just the whole thing is just a repeat. So now I go up there again. This is my third time. I'm going up. Going up here, you know, I'm coming up for parole again. I know my parole in August. All right, I go up again. Man, same paper. Give me another year. You know, when you got a life sentence in the chain game, man, it really means life. They could keep you for the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a blessing anyway that I just got up out of there. You know, so, you know, when I went there that fourth time, and, you know what I'm saying, and I did a lot of praying, and, you know, we put in a lot of work. Shauna put in a lot of work to, you know what I'm saying, connect with the people we need to connect with. And, you know, when they just blessed me and got me, you know what I'm saying, and gave me them papers, you know, that was, you know, that it was like I was born again. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm back to life now. You know, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, just even getting out on the street, driving or doing anything, it's, you know, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's a feeling that, man, that I want all them brothers down the road to feel, you know. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of them, you know what I'm saying, that's done did some crazy stuff that, you know, I ain't gonna, I'm just being honest, there's a lot of them done raped and killed folks and women and that need to stay there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But you got brothers that's down now. You got some good brothers down the road that deserve another chance. So, you know, I hope them brothers, you know what I'm saying, get up out of there and, you know what I'm saying, get to live again and get to see they, like you said, see their mom and their pops and, you know, because, you know what I'm saying, life's short, man. You know, you look around, man, you know, it's like I went in at 20 years old. I'm 38 years old. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So going 39. So, you know, it's like, man, you got, you know, life is short, man. Yeah, and you ain't got number one. So, yeah. But yeah,
I was
that's
saying
I always,
that. Do you mm-hmm. not to cut you off, but would you, you know, are you thinking about, you know, having, you know, something, having programs, having things to, you know, give jobs and things like that to brothers or even, you know, sisters when they come out of the prison?
Oh,
is
yeah.
that anything that you have, you know, thought about doing?
Yeah, we matter of fact, it's a transitional center. It's one that we're in contact with, and it's one that I used to be in that we talking about giving them brothers, because you got brothers in these transitional centers that need jobs. So we are trying to open doors for them so they can come in and, you know what I'm saying, we can pay them to do some work, you know what I'm saying, because we're going to need a street team. I'll probably put some of them. We already talked about, like for this summer, I was going to do some street team, put some street teams together and probably, you know what I'm saying, some shipping, receiving. And then, mm-hmm. you know, we already talking about it's another program we was talking about. Well, it was a nonprofit. I think Shauna was putting it together. What was that program you was talking about? Yeah, a mentoring program for teen boys and girls. So, you know, we was talking about that. She's putting that together. So we got a lot of stuff in line trying to reach out to try, you know what I'm saying, deter the young from even going down that same road, because that
right.
road there is not good, man. It's
right.
you know, we get out here, they get out here, like you said, with the guns and it's trying to sell the dope and doing this crazy stuff. But now the law, mm-hmm. well, I know Georgia is so crazy now. The license now is 30 years in Georgia. You know, mm. so, you know, when I went, it was 14 years. You got to do 14 years. You come up for parole in 14 years, but it ain't no telling. You know, I went like 4 years beyond that. But
mm-hmm.
now you got to do 30 years before you. If I would have caught my time right now, I would have had to do 30 years before they would have even looked at me.
Wow.
So yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah,
man,
they
I'm
got
saying,
that 85% law, so.
Look,
yeah,
man,
it.
Oh, wow.
They killing generations. Like, a young dude,
mm-hmm.
I'm down the road. Them young dudes coming in now, they like 19 and 20. So just think, they coming in with license. They don't get seen until they 50 years old. So you killing the whole generation. You killing the whole
yeah.
generations now. And they
yeah.
and they steady going in. Every day you got them children handing out them life sentences. And they're sad. And them young dudes, mm-hmm. they run around now, they playing, they think it's fun games. Until like mm-hmm. I done seen some where it years later when they start getting old and mama getting old and they the hair start receding and they can't move like they used to, that they get serious. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy, man, and people need to, they better wake up, man. You know what I'm saying? And we're gonna try to, you know what I'm saying, do what we can to help, you know what I'm saying, deter, you know what I'm saying, and stop the cycle. But you know, but like you said, like we go back to the book beef. You know, a lot
mm-hmm.
of this stuff can be avoided if we just change our way of thinking. You know what I'm saying? You know,
right.
you know what I'm saying? Because it's way bigger than, you know what I'm saying? It could get way bigger than what it is. So, you know, so we gonna try to pass the word and do what we can. We can't save everybody, but, you know, we've just taken a step in the right direction.
That's what's up. Could you do me a favor, Aaron? Could you bring in 908 so they could talk to Mr. G right quick? We got a limited time, and then Alicia wants to ask a question. Could you bring
mm-hmm.
in 908-222?
908, you are live.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
I'm sorry. I just want to say hi and, you know, give my love and my support to the street team.
What is your
name?
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
I'm Mia Mitchell, and I'm calling from Plainfield,
yeah.
New Jersey. I got to show my girl, Miss Team Supreme, my support. Because,
okay.
you know, you my mentor, you my inspiration, you my girl.
I love you, Precious.
I love you too, Miss Capri. You do not know. I tell my mom and dad about you all the time.
Yeah, we got to have lunch. Me and Leah waiting for the weather
we
to break.
Definitely.
So. It's going to be lunch on G because I'm on G Street now. So it's going to be lunch on G.
Yeah. You get your royalty check come. What month your royalty check get done?
You see, you're starting up. That ain't what you were supposed to say. You just talked about helping people. How you going to talk about helping people?
I
mean,
I'm just
like, how did that happen? You was like, well, damn, Did you get some books? Yeah, I'm saying, we need a book. Dad, you're embarrassing me in front of my friends.
And look at this.
This is average. We're trying to. You start on the line because you don't know how to daggone act. That's a where's Simba?
Ain't
tell
that listening, shaking her head, yeah.
Well, I just wanted to say hi to you guys and definitely show my
thank
support
you.
For G Street.
Okay, I appreciate it.
I think
it.
What
we
you guys are
it.
Talking about is great. I love the fact how you guys are expressing your concerns and your feelings about young authors in the game. I definitely agree with you guys. I'm young myself. I'm only 22. Oh, by the way, Mimi, I got a job.
Go ahead, Precious.
Congratulations. Oh, my God. Keep me in your prayers. I wanted to tell you over lunch, but, you know, never got a chance to, but I just want to let you know, thank you for praying for me. But, yes, I really think that's an issue that you guys definitely address. You know, my concerns for these young girls and these young men in the game is, you know, the same as you guys. So I'm definitely in agreement with that. I did not know things went down like the way they did in at the Harlem Book Fairs. I think that's, like, I don't like it. Like, I never went, but it makes me not even want to go because I feel as though that they should be showing you guys respect because you guys paved the way for them. And, Mr. George, Mr. G, I really respect everything that you're doing. I have a sister currently in the prison system as well.
Okay.
So I really respect where you're coming from and what you're doing. And this is definitely inspiration for me to tell my sister, you know, because she has been in there since I was 12, and she has been denied for parole. And she's supposed to be coming home May 2016, and I pray to God that she actually comes home.
Yeah,
I haven't had my sister in my life since I was 12, and I'm really missing out with her. And, like, seriously, this is something that I could definitely tell my sister in the spirit, and share this inspiration to her.
That's good.
Because she's
looking
for things that she can do when she gets out. And I'm like, you know, I don't know what to tell her, so maybe she would like to write a book. Maybe she can get on your team. That would be a blessing.
Yeah.
And another thing that
helpful.
I love that you guys are going over is the fact that you're selling your books for 99 cents. I don't like that aspect either. I feel like that's disrespectful because you guys aren't making any money and you guys have production to do and put marketing and paying editing and company and all of that, and you guys aren't really making any money. So, like, I definitely don't agree with that. I don't buy 99 cent books.
Exactly. Okay. We'll appreciate your support. Yeah, we appreciate your support. And stay right there with your sister. You always, you know what I'm saying? Just, man, you got to, you know, when you're behind the walls like that, you know, all the support means, that support means a lot. You know, because a lot of people get, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people forget about their family members down the road and, you know what I'm saying. So, you know, keep, you know what I'm saying, just stay there with her and, you know what I'm saying, let her know, you know what I'm saying, everything. It's you know, it's going to come to an end sooner or later. She'll be out of there.
I hope so, because I definitely miss her. I haven't heard my life since I was 12, so. But I don't want to take up your time. I just want to show my love and my support for you guys. And once again, my girl, Miss Mimi Capri, love you.
I love you guys.
Have a great night.
Yes, okay. Thank you for calling
good
in
night.
And all the support.
Thanks, Leah.
No problem.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Aaron, right quick, take 570 before Mr. G has to go because they've been holding on the whole show.
570, you are live.
Hello.
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 570.
Hello.
Hi.
I love the show, and I was on hold forever.
I'm so sorry, Precious. And then you guys text me and be like, I'm on hold, and then I can't see the text because I got the phone to my ear. I apologize. You know, I'm ridiculous.
That's a good hold. It was a good hold. I really enjoyed this show. This is the best show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, because it touched a lot of issues. Like, let me start the 99 cent books. I'm a consumer. I buy books. If I like your book, I'm going to buy it paperback and on the 99 cent. But the 99 cent thing is, if you don't believe in yourself, why should I? That's how I feel.
Yeah.
If you want to book out for 99 cents, I'm getting 99 cents. No, I'm not going to read that. And I can read.
Exactly.
Like, I read books in one day.
Keisha is our secret test reader, Mr. G. When I say I'm saying somewhere. Yeah, that's
how that's where it goes. Oh, go to Keisha. Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah. I remember stuff. I remember stuff in the books. I congratulate Mr. G. I'm so proud of you, like your family member.
I appreciate it.
Because my father was locked up, and I know it's a hard thing. And he had a life sentence, and he lost his life. But it's a hard thing for the family.
Sad.
You know, somebody to come out, and he's from the old school. He was old school.
Exactly.
I was going to prison when I was 5 years old. So I know how that be really depressing to get somebody to go to prison and come home that want to get out there and fight. And I love that. That's great. So
That's what's up. And I appreciate your support.
I read your book. I love it. I read your book. I know you do enjoy your book.
Thank you very much.
That's
I appreciate you.
Thank you, Miss Keisha.
Yeah.
I love you, love you, love you.
Right. Thank you. I really appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm doing a great job, Alicia and Tony.
Thank you.
Hey, Keisha. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I want a part two. I want a part two. I missed last week. I need a part two of the side chick. We need a part two.
Yo, side chicks is winning.
Right.
So mad. I talked, oh, my God, Miss Medium. I was mad. I'm really mad.
I'll give you a side chick story after the show.
We need a part two for the side niggas. It's side niggas.
Oh,
absolutely.
We could do that.
I was gonna say, absolutely.
Thanks, Keisha. Love you.
Much. Have a great evening.
Okay.
Thank you, Keisha.
Right. Go ahead, Miss Lisa. Ask your question. We're gonna get ready to let Mr. G go because he got.
Actually, I got three questions, but I'm only going to ask you.
No, yeah, you're good. You're good. Whatever. Yeah,
okay, the first one is, do you really write sideways? You know, we have to research you. You write sideways.
Oh, yeah. Hold the paper to the side and just, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's how I write. Yeah. I haven't wrote a book on paper in so long, though. That's why you kind of caught me off. Because usually, you know what I'm saying, after the first couple of years when I first started writing, you know, you get the phones in the system when you're in prison. And, you know, I typed my first book on the BlackBerry, one of them little small BlackBerries. So, yeah, I've been typing most of them. But, yeah, I do write sideways.
Is it right here?
Oh, wow.
I got one question, too, when Lisa get done. I wanted to ask you a while ago.
Okay. Hold
and
on.
My other thing is,
we talk
I have
to
you
all
a
the
big,
time, Aaron. Go ahead.
I have a big issue with, because I have a son, he's 11, and there's
mm-hmm.
really, and I'm going to say TV, books, there are some books for young youth, males.
Uh-huh.
However, there's really nothing for kids from the age of 10 to 13 that is appropriate, really, by black authors. Do you guys think that you will start a youth series that would just be geared towards?
Yeah, we got, they call it tweens. That's what they call them, like in between,
mm-hmm.
tween. But, matter of fact, we had one of our authors already have submitted us one of those books for that audience. So she's working on some stuff, so we looking at that now. Because, like you said, you know, we got to, you know what I'm saying, you got to get away from, you know, the street stuff and, you know, all the other stuff. We got to, you know what I'm saying, get something for the kids. And, you know, kind of
mm-hmm.
kids like to read, and, you know what I'm saying, we can't give them the material that we're putting out. So, you know what I'm saying, so we had an author that submitted, you know what I'm saying, something for that age group. So we're looking at, yeah, and then we got, what you said now? Yeah, we do have the small kids book. Shauna wrote a kids book. She got kids books that she sell. So, you know, but we are looking at something for the teens, something that they can read that's not all that, you know what I'm saying, explicit.
Right.
Yeah, that
absolutely.
Is a good question. But, yeah, we working on that. Yeah, you know, we trying to, you know what I'm saying, corner the market. If we can do it, you know what I'm saying, if it's writing like that, can write it, we're going to put it out if it's good.
Okay, that's okay. We got a shout-out from the chat room, Lisa. Shout that shout-out from the chat room right quick.
Oh, yes, Miss Ali Monk says, welcome home, Mr. G. I have been a fan since Drama.
Okay, she know about Drama the first book, so I took that down. Drama ain't even on the market no more. I took it out ebook and everywhere because that's what the movie's based on, and we're going to bring that book. We're going to do a re-release on that book when the movie come out.
Okay. Absolutely. My last question is, how do you balance? You are an author, you're a father,
mm-hmm.
you're a publisher,
mm-hmm.
now are you a CEO.
Okay.
How do you
okay.
balance all of that as well as being... Because by you just newly coming home, you have to go through a process at the same time. How do you balance all of that?
I just get all the Shauna that I do it.
Shout out to Miss Shauna.
Shout out to Miss Shauna.
Nah. But just on the serious show. But nah, she do a lot. But, you know, coming in, you know what I'm saying, like you said, being a father, you know, you know, matter of fact, I was with my daughter today. She ate something that broke out. We had to take her to the doctor. And, you know, just, you know what I'm saying, and far as, like you said, running, being an author, I probably won't have another book out for a minute.
you know, because really when coming home like this and like you said with everything going on, I don't really have time to write. Right now it's about, you know what I'm saying, building the company and keeping, you know what I'm saying, making relationships, building relationships, you know. So basically, you know, the CEO had his own tight right now, you know what I'm saying, and being a father, you know what I'm saying, and being a family man. And but right now, you know, Shauna, she holds up a lot of stuff. See, right now she got to train me in the office. You know, it's certain stuff that I don't even know, you know what I'm saying, how it works. That, you know what I'm saying, she got to sit me down and show me how it works, you know what I'm saying. So I just learned, you know, I've been on Photoshop for about a couple of days now, you know what I'm saying. So y'all going to see some more. But now y'all ain't going to see no code. Y'all ain't going
to
see
I
no
need
code.
You to come off of fries. I need you. Now, she done trained you on fries for 2 weeks. I need you to get some burgers. Now, you done been on that Photoshop for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
Shauna, I said
now
to move you to burgers and buns because this
but,
is ridiculous.
But see, when you down, look, I just learned how to work Facebook on the computer. You know, I know that sounds crazy to everybody that's probably been listening, right? But see, I used to use Facebook on the phone. So now on the computer, you got all this extra stuff, man. I see stuff on the side of the screen and, you know, and all. I see who owns it, you know, who mobile, who
need,
all this. Yeah,
I'm
so, going
to need
know.
You to get off them fries, G. I'm going to need you to get off fries and we want to get
hey,
you.
Hey, and I'm
going to
tell you, I'm talking about this office. I'm going to tell you something. See, a lot of people don't understand about this office, how it works when you got a real publishing company. It's like, okay. It's like okay, you got the fax machine over here, you got the UPS, you got to know how to do the UPS labels, you got to know how to process the returns, you got to enter this in the system, you got to enter that in the system, you got Bebo just sent his book that got to go back to the editor and the typesetter, then we got to send it back to Bebo, then Nene done sent hers, and you got all these other authors done sent their book, and you got an author on the phone over here asking, you know what I'm saying, asking questions about this and that. And, you know, it's so much going on to the point where, you know, when you come in, when you look up, your whole day is gone. You know, it's a lot of hard work.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so that's why I say a lot of people, a lot of authors think, you know what I'm saying, sometimes where G ain't got back with them or they ain't hit me right back. Nah, because it's a million more things. Because I done had, you know what I'm saying, authors in the past that, kind of, you know what I'm saying, kind of got upset because we couldn't get right back to them on situations. But it's a whole bunch of more stuff going on. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you
know,
I'm going to get back to you. But at the same time, I got all this other stuff I got to do, too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
to make the book sell.
To make all
you
the books
sell.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, it's not just an easy job, man. This is, it's hard work. It's hard work. It's hard work, so that just, you know what I'm saying, just letting all the authors know, if you sign with a publisher and you don't get that direct response or if it's something that's not going your way, sometimes you got to be patient with things and let it work your way out. And now if you done been patient and things don't work its way out and you see it's still a bad fit, just, you know, then I can't blame you. But, you know what I'm saying, these situations, you got sometimes you don't know, you know what I'm saying, the other person's shoes, you know what I'm saying, so. It gets crazy, so you know, it gets consuming, so you know, but it's okay. It pays the bill.
Yes, that's what's up. Go ahead, Mr. Aaron, because Aaron has a question.
This is real quick. I just want to know what is your personal opinion on from now, looking from the time you closed that Triple Crown book and said I can do this, and the literature, the street literature that you're reading now. What do you see different?
I'm going to tell you. This is how I started off. That Triple Crown book was some, y'all were like, man, I could do this. But then I started seeing other dudes in the game. Like when you was coming up, you know, you see, you know what I'm saying, you know, where the game it stepped up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Now you respecting the game. You seeing the game in a new light. Now you want to be a part of this stuff. Like, dog, man, now the bar is raised. So now I got to, you know what I'm saying, put my best foot forward. But then it went downhill. Then I'm gonna tell you what killed it. E-books killed the game. But I'm gonna tell you, see, back in the day, you couldn't get in them stores, like, people couldn't see your book unless it was in print. And everybody didn't have the resources to put money behind a print book, and they weren't and publishers weren't signing everybody just putting them out there. But see, now with e-books, My little grandboy could come in and put a book up and you know what I'm saying, and sell it. So writers now is not, you know, the authors now are not authors. You know what I'm saying? So it's like they could just come in and anybody could put an e-book up and it's done watered the game down and the quality had went to zero. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the poorly edited books, you know what I'm saying? And you know, it's just, it's crazy. I went from seeing the game coming from, it was okay, like you know, certain books with triple crime until the bar get raised and it was, this was popping right now. And you know what I'm saying? And like we always talked about, authors used to be a big thing. Like, you're an author, like, used to be guy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm saying? It held some weight. But now everybody author. You know, this ebook, the ebook craze that really just, it done watered it down. And, you know, and the game now, man, it's, you know, the game, you know, it looked out for me, but the game now, that's why, you know, you got to take it to another level. Because if you stay on that level there, you know, I can't, I'm going to have to resort to putting out 99-cent books, cutting corners, and doing all this stuff just to be in the rat race because, I hate to say it, but a lot of readers are falling for the bait. You know what I'm saying? When they fall for the bait, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Well, so, you know, they fall for the bait, but at the same time, I got to throw my pole out there. And you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I said, you know, Shauna just bought a new S500. She got to pay for this guy. You know what I'm saying? So we got to, you know, shoot. You know, things got to be paid. So, you know, but at the same time, man, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I believe, like, the real author, man, and the ones with the real hustle and the real grind, we can bring it back. You know what I'm saying? We can get it back respectable on our end. You know what I'm saying? So how everybody else playing it, they can play it their way. But when they come over to G Street, they're going to have a whole different they're gonna have a whole different outlook on us, and they ain't going to have no problem buying the book at that price when we bring it to them because they know they're getting quality and they know they're getting a good brand. So, you know, we just know that's what we're looking for now because we probably got, like, a couple of more books that are dropping for 99-cent that some new authors put out. But that's, you know what I'm saying, that's in the wind. You know what I'm saying? We ain't even finna play that game no more, man, because, you know, we're going to hustle and I feel like we deserve more. So that's what we're going for.
The struggle is real. You got a few more minutes here. Could you just quickly shout out any new projects, anything that's coming out? We know we got something off G Street coming tomorrow from that 17-year-old powerhouse, that secret weapon of G Street, B. Reagan. Yeah. Could you shout out a couple of things we got coming?
Yeah, well, B. Reagan coming. You know what I'm saying? She coming tomorrow. Y'all check B. Reagan out. Y'all know Shoney. She just dropped, you know what I'm saying, Riding Dirty. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all check Shoney K out. You know, we got real quick. We got Real Divas coming on. But Afterburn by Black coming. You know, Shauna got to go down the list. Who else we got? Yeah. Damon Octavia from Miss Robinson. Y'all know Eureka been doing her thing. She dropped a couple of hits out there. So she did something from her side company too. Royalty Publications. Y'all check Royalty Publications out.
What's her name? Sabrina Eubanks, what she got coming? Brooklyn Boys?
Oh, yeah, Sabrina got, man. Y'all know that's the secret. Well, we got Sabrina over there with Brooklyn Boys. They're going to love that. You know, Sabrina good. Mm-hmm. She be kind of quiet all the time, but Sabrina, she comes, she gonna hurt them, man. I'm trying to think who else we got coming with something. But let me go down this. We got the two mystery books by, what's the guy's name? Oh, Kim Carter and Vince. Mm-hmm. Vincent Edwards. Yeah, we got two mystery books, and you know what I'm saying? We got them coming, and who else? What else we got, man? We got
Bebo coming in April 3rd.
Oh, you know Bebo, man. Everybody know Bebo coming, man. Yeah, Bebo, we're going to set the stage. We're going to raise the bar when Bebo drops. You know, we raised it when Nene dropped, you know what I'm saying? And Nene coming back with part two, but when Bebo dropped this thing, man, it's, you know what I'm saying? We finna solidify everything with this one, right? You know what I'm saying? So we want everybody to check Bebo out. You know, who else we got out there?
We got Roxy coming.
Yes, we got Roxy.
Oh, yeah, we got Roxy. We got Roxy. You know what I'm saying? She's talking some stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, she is.
She
about to put chicks out of business.
Yeah, yeah, Roxy ain't playing, man. Roxy, she really
she might have had a side chick stepping the game up.
For real.
What I read. Side chick's going to be really with it.
Hey, man.
Yep.
Oh,
but
yeah.
We thank you for coming
crazy.
Out, Mr. G. We appreciate it. You taking your time. We know your time is very valuable around here. Y'all got a lot going on. We appreciate,
okay,
you know, all that you do for the game, you know, for literacy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we look forward to continuing to grow with the company. And, you know, we take our hats off to you, you know, doing that prison to power, you know, and building the empire from behind the wall. And
man, I appreciate y'all having me. Yeah, I appreciate y'all having me, man. Yeah, and mm-hmm. matter of fact, Bebo, take your email. We just sent the thing, man. We about ready.
All right.
That's what's up. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all evening and you travel
safe.
Yes, definitely. All right, y'all take it easy. I
appreciate
y'all for having me now.
All right, y'all take it easy now.
Have a good night.
All right, good night.
Good night, Shauna. We want to thank everybody for coming out and supporting Writing Royalty every week. We want to thank y'all who came out strong for the D-Street Takeover. We appreciate y'all. Shout out to the chat room. If you were in the chat room, you all get a copy of Trust No Bitch 3. Hit my inbox. Everybody that was in the chat room. Thank you and have a wonderful evening.
Take
Thanks, everyone.
With that music. Thank you.